Yes, they are. I just started the recorder if you want to start the meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, 6:30 p.m., June the 17th, 2021. Regular biweekly meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees. At this time, could I ask Trustee Fleischman for the opening prayer, please?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunities that have been bestowed upon us today. What gorgeous weather we have. As we come to you, Lord, in this meeting, we ask that you please have your hand upon the work that the trustees do in this township, for it's in Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Thank you, Trustee Fleischman. Could I ask Trustee Alex for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Yes, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Could we have a roll call now? Are you taking care of that, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, Chairman Horn?
Yes.
Trustee Fleischman?
Yes.
Trustee Alex?
Yes.
We do have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Like to make a motion to for approval of the following regular meeting minutes from June the 3rd, 2021. We had them tabled for the last meeting. So I'll make a motion to approve them. Could I have a second, please?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Can we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Horn?
Yes.
Trustee Fleischman?
Yes.
Trustee Alex?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Okay, for old business, we had have on the agenda resolution for bills and payroll, and I had spoken with Nick, our new fiscal officer today, and he said he didn't have those figures available. For one thing, I guess that he didn't have access to them, and Robin is away this week also.
Chairman.
So we'll have to, I guess we'll have to pick those up the next meeting. If you
Chairman,
want to mark
if I may.
Those to, yes, sir, go ahead.
So I have the figures, but I do not have the resolution language that is used.
Okay.
And from my understanding, it was not a big deal just to go ahead and push those back to the next meeting. But, yeah, that's what I have there on that.
Yeah, well, that's the only
good,
thing.
It's just I don't have it.
Sure. Well, that's the only thing that we'll have to add to it the next time or
sure.
have them add to it would be the resolution number. So we can go ahead and vote if you have the figures available then.
Yeah, I don't have everything in front of me.
Okay.
I still need to learn how to do that in UAN. So I don't have all of the figures available. So we can just table that to the next meeting if the board is okay with that.
Okay. So essentially you do not have the meeting or the numbers available. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't have all of them available because I have one thing that I didn't get enough clarification on is how to get all the payroll and whatnot. So I apologize about that, and I'll make sure that we're good on that for the next meeting and going on. I won't let it happen again.
Well, that's fine. Well, we'll do. since we don't have everything in place, we'll just go ahead and table till the next meeting. Then I didn't misunderstood you. So we will go ahead and table those, Mark, if you'll mark that, please.
Okay. Is there a roll call needed for that?
No, I believe the chair can just table those.
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Mark.
Okay.
I heard Mr. Alex really well.
Okay.
Resolution for approving the obligations authorized by township administrator. So I'd like to make a movement for resolution on that, and I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
What was this for, sir?
Thank you. If someone said something, I didn't hear very well.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand what this resolution is. Can you repeat it?
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you, John. Could you explain to him a little bit there, Mark, and see if he can hear you a little better? I hardly can hear him.
Yeah, the last regular meeting, the board passed resolution 2021-083 to allow the administrator to approve obligations. And when it was talked about last time, they're going forward those obligations that are approved by the township administrator on a monthly or weekly or meeting basis. There will be a resolution approving those obligations authorized by the township administrator. It was sent over to you, and there was a spreadsheet for purchase orders authorized by the administrator from the period June 1st through June 15th. And that's what this is doing. This will become kind of a normal thing at each meeting going forward.
Mark, my agenda didn't have that on there, and I was just kind of lost because I went from old business, which was bills and payroll, to real estate report. And I didn't see that on this latest agenda. So
oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I think it's down at the bottom.
No, it's up the top. I apologize. I'd sit over. There were quite a few changes, and you may be looking at one of the older ones that were sent over. But this agenda is the one that was posted on the website.
Yeah, that's the one we're looking at is the current what we should have. Correct, Mark?
Yeah, I think that was all the last ones was sent over with all the changes in the last email that had to regarding the agenda, because there were people oftentimes don't send me things by the deadline I ask for, so there's new things going on that and it gets changed a lot. So this is what was the last one that was sent over before it was posted online.
Okay, well, I'd ask for a second, and I believe it was seconded by Mr. Alex. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, could we have a vote, a roll vote on it?
This is Mark. Yeah, resolution 2021-087. Roll call vote, Mr. Chairman Horn?
Yes.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Alex?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen. Looks like we have Laura. Do we have Laura on tonight? I haven't talked to her or seen her for a while.
Mr. Chairman,
and apparently she... Yes, sir.
She contacted me just a few hours ago and said that she was not prepared and ready to do it tonight. She'd like to hold off until the next meeting.
Sorry, I cannot. Okay.
That would be fine. Yeah, so everyone knows that is the lady that handles our real estate lady or the lady that handles the real estate that we have. I think most of the people that have attended the meetings and on a regular basis has pretty much met Laura Bunnell. So she'll apparently she's going to wait till the next meeting to talk. So we'll just go ahead and move on then.
Okay.
We'll go to new business, and see, is Chief Smith available this evening, or he had had some issues, or are you available, Chief Smith, or?
He's not, but I believe Travis is on from the Sheriff's Department, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All righty. That sounds fine. Well, Travis can go ahead then.
Good evening. How's everyone doing?
Hi, Travis. I'm doing pretty good. And you?
Enjoying this nice weather we've had the last few days.
It is nice.
All right. So I have criminal stats for the last 2 weeks in Franklin Township. Franklin Township had 558 calls of service. We had, out of those, we had 16 arrests. We've had 15 thefts, 4 burglaries, 7 gun runs, 1 knife run, 6 shots fired in areas within Franklin Township in the last 2 weeks, 11 stolen vehicles, 3 recovered stolen vehicles, and 4 overdoses within Franklin Township in the last 2 weeks. And I'm sorry, these are kind of generic numbers. Franklin Township Police Department has switched over to Matrix report system, as in with also with Franklin County Sheriff's Office. And some of these stats are not 100% complete because they haven't made it to our, it's called LexisNexis data report system. So these are just basic raw numbers instead of me digging deep into each of these reports. So these are, again, just generic numbers that I have. And so if you guys have any questions, complaints, or concerns, I would be more than open to hear them.
Okay. All righty. Excuse me. I'll have a little bit to add to you, some information here, Travis. So and the chief, I'm sure he's heard all about this now, and lieutenant and so forth, actually, and a couple of the officers I got engaged with them on some stuff, you know, or big thing, or at least in my neighborhood, my area. Residential area, I should say, is there's been a lot of fireworks and that kind of thing disturbing the peace and a lot of abusive language and things like that in neighborhoods. And if they get called down, which I'm one that called them down, so I got a lot of vulgarity and stuff from those people and. From some of our not very nice residents, really. We do have some bad ones. And I've had really a couple of pretty major run-ins with them and had our officers get engaged. Some of it got a little out of hand and that kind of thing. So just wanted to make everyone aware, I guess it's that time of the year when people are going crazy with their fireworks and all this, that, and the other. And I think we've got a couple of weeks till the 4th of July, and a lot of the areas were terribly bad, not only in our kind of all around the place. So we'd made a good many reports, and I don't know, there hadn't been any solution come up to how to put a stop to some of this, and God knows they're trying hard, and unfortunately, what you got now, this just doesn't happen on, let's say, a holiday night. It gets a little more activity. I don't know, for some reason, it's been pretty bad here the last month or so, and I don't know about everyone else's neighborhood, but my neighborhood does have some older people, considerable amount of older population, and also there are some of them that have some illnesses, and half a night's sleep or something means the world to them. And I've tried to explain to some of the people that's been involved in some of this, if they have a sick mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, that kind of thing, if they'd want somebody out shooting all night, and those people can't rest anyway, so it's lack of consideration. But it's been quite a bit. I don't know how many the county, how bad it's been around the county. Travis, he may know, but
I can tell you in the last 2 weeks on my, and I was digging through them as you were talking, had one report of fireworks. And I know that is also, you know, very disruptive to other folks. And I'm going to hate to say it like this, but with everything that is going on, that is going to be kind of a lower priority, considering, you know, like I said, in the last 2 weeks, you guys had 558 runs. That's quite a bit for a 2 week period of time. Keep your officers yep. running around quite a bit. So again, I'm not trying to say it's not important, but it is a lower priority considering all those runs of even violence of shots fired and stolen vehicles and things such. But it is on there. And yeah, I was advised of the fireworks through Chief and Lieutenant. So we'll do what we can when we can with that kind of issues.
Yeah, and I'm well aware of that too, Travis. Handling of them, I try to, when I run across this kind of thing, I try to handle it with the guys in a reasonable manner and saying, would you please at least slow this thing down by 11 o'clock or 12?
Right.
The latest, or, you know, don't keep people up all night. And some of them, accelerate their activity, and you know, it just makes them, just goes to show you they have no real concern for you or their neighbors or anything either. So, but that's what I try to do, is use them or their friends, neighbors, that kind of thing, to try, just guys, hold it down some. I mean, people's got to get their sleep and got to get their rest and things like that. So it's been, and well, we have had some pretty rough times in our neighborhood too, about one neighbor attacking the other and things like that, and starting fighting with people that are really disabled, people that are not really able to protect themselves. You have a couple of women that are disabled and this thing and that, and you have a next door neighbor that has 15 to 20 residents living in one house, and those 15 or 20 decide they're going to take it out on those two disabled women. So we've had some of that, and some of our officers knows the problems we've had too. So that type of thing would be something I'd consider, a little worse than just somebody shooting fireworks, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But that's what I do. I try to use what I can against my neighbors. Hey, guys, if you guys are trying to do that, you know, have consideration of your neighbors. Some of these people aren't very well and things. And if you want to shoot fireworks, till 10 o'clock at night or something, you'd be considerate with it. But cut them off after a bit. And it's helped a little bit. I just wanted to make everybody aware of that. It's not fun. And it's especially really, really bad when someone can't sleep very well and are ill and things like that, and no one really considers them. So anyway, I guess so much for that. But it's the time of the year that people are not really considering it out. It's party time, I guess, so. But does anyone else had anything, have anything they want to add to that? Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I did want to make sure we got that out. And the fact that we're getting ready for 4th of July and things like that, and things are going to be probably wild and crazy as normal, and I kind of dread it, to say the truth about it, but it always happens.
Mr. Chairman, we'll move on.
Did the police department have any other things to add there, Mark?
Sir, I have a question.
Okay.
I wanted to find out if there's any new news about with the O'Connell Lodge, with the shooting that we've had here, with bullets flying around our street and people getting shot. Are they anything new about what we can do in regards to this drug haven?
Well, unfortunately, that is the O'Connell Lodge itself is on the city of Columbus. So with the shooting, I know it started there and it ended up in our neck of the woods. I do not have any updates on any of their investigations on that particular shooting. Now, as far as crime prevention, I have taken it upon myself, and I know a couple other officers within your guys' units or police department are trying to do the best we can with the foot traffic in and out. Kind of in our jurisdiction. I also know that there's a lot of thefts and car break-ins and such. I also know we're kind of hampered with the fact that the sheriff's office, when it comes to misdemeanor crimes, is diverted over to the city's prosecutor's office. And they are doing a new program with misdemeanor thefts on diversions, right, wrong, and different. I know it's just not putting people in jail for those type of issues, not all the time anyways. I know some of them do end up going to jail for theft. So there's a multitude of different facets that is kind of playing into some of this as well, and hopefully it's definitely now the pandemic is slowing down enough and the courts are starting to open back up. We'll hopefully start seeing better results. Only time will tell.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. Just one other quick thing over on the police department. Just wanted to make everybody aware that I think most all of us know, at least know, Byron Smith. We got a notice this morning from him, from the police department, that his wife is evidently took a pretty bad accident. I guess she had some medical issues and ended up running her vehicle into a ditch. I'm not sure where the accident happened or anything like that. Didn't have that many details on it, but apparently she was hurt pretty bad. She had some, I guess she has some medical issues anyway, like with her liver problems and things like that. So apparently they had to rush her on to St. Anne's up at Westerville there, and have you heard anything further from her, from Mark? I think she's still admitted or still in the hospital, isn't she?
No, Mr. Chairman, I've not heard anything from them.
So. I hadn't heard anything further anyway, so everybody just might want to say a little prayer for her. Her name is Lisa, so you might just want to keep that in your mind, say a little prayer for her. I haven't heard further from Byron to see how she is, so. Just wanted to make you aware of that. Well, thank you very much. Chief, go to the fire department. Chief Welch, are you on board here tonight?
I sure am. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, done fine, sir. How are you?
Good, good. I'm going to keep mine short and sweet.
Okay.
The following with the turnover rate that we're having right now, I got two more resignations. I'd like to get a motion to accept Ron Delosier's resignation effective July 4th.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, I'm sorry to hear about that. Did someone make a motion to accept his resignation?
I said, sir.
Go ahead, John.
I so moved on those motions.
I will second that, and I will also just add, you know, if we're losing such great talent. I know Ron Delosier was an excellent president of our local union here, and, you know, it's really sad to see him and all the others leave. And I just want to thank him and everyone else for their wonderful service to our township and our community. He's been a really great asset, and I'm sorry to see him leave, and wish him and everyone else the best of luck.
Well, and I would agree with you. Since I've met Delosier, well, I knew him a little prior to becoming the chairman, and he always treated me really nice and with courtesy and so forth. And since I took the seat as trustee, he's carried on with that and has been very good for me personally. I know to work with him pretty closely on some issues and things like that. And we've able to, I guess you might want to say, develop a good relationship between us. He's a good young man, has a lot on the ball, and has done a really outstanding job, you know, for Franklin Township. So, yeah, it certainly is a loss I don't want to see. But having said that, I would second the motion to accept his resignation.
Mr. Chairman, I think it was
have a roll call.
Yeah, it was moved by John, seconded by Ari.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Secondly, moving on, I got another resignation, Alex Keith. His last day will be July 1st. I'd like to request the motion for that.
I'll move.
I would second.
Okay. It's moved by.
Could we have a roll call?
Was that moved by John?
Yeah. No, that's Ari. I moved.
Oh, I'm sorry. Moved by Ari.
It's okay.
Second by.
No, I seconded Mark.
Okay, Chairman Horn.
Yes.
Trustee Fleshman.
Yes.
Trustee Alex.
Yes.
Okay.
And just a little discussion. Just a little discussion with the board. The whole country, in particular Ohio, the candidates just aren't there, and we're trying to figure out if this is going to be a long-term effect, something we need to move on and start basically recruiting, or if this is a short-term problem created by COVID. But we're not the only people that are searching and scrounging around for qualified candidates. Unfortunately, you know, some guys are leaving for money to a higher paying job. I know one guy left for a $30,000 pay increase, but, you know, we can never match anything like that. But this is an ongoing thing, and I think we're going to see a lot of cycling through, especially the younger guys, because there's so much opportunity out there right now to move from one department to the next. But we're trying to do the best we can and, you know, keep some fresh people coming on in. Secondly,
does it seem that you're getting a decent number of applications, Chief?
Absolutely not. We're down to like six right now, and
so they're really drying up on you now.
Yeah, I think that's across the board. I think that's all public service right now. The candidates just aren't there. And, you know, the bigger departments that can afford it, you know, they're reaching out and grabbing from the departments that are a little bit left bang. And so everybody's moving around jockeying for a position.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's to be expected. They got to do if something's better is available, you know.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully the
can't fault someone for trying to better themselves for sure. So.
Right. Okay. Hopefully the medics.
Is there anything further you need there, Chief?
Just a discussion real quick. I guess President Biden signed a national holiday into effect today, Juneteenth.
And did he now?
The union approached me and said that we need to recognize it. And, you know, obviously they want their holiday time. But I got a letter from the union saying that, you know, they're requesting for the board to recognize the day. I don't know if there's anything the board has to do to move on that.
Yeah, it's a federal holiday now. It's Juneteenth. So it was signed into law by the president and passed by the House and the Senate. I would make a motion for the township to accept the holiday to be in compliance with the federal holiday. And I would ask for a second.
I would second.
Has this already been through the federal government and so forth?
Yeah, it passed unanimously out of the Senate and the House, and the president signed it today.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, major bipartisan support.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. There's a motion on the floor.
So what's this holiday going to be called? I mean, they've got everything in the world now.
This is Juneteenth. It's to celebrate the day that the last slaves found out about their emancipation from Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. Yeah, that's at, Oklahoma deal, wasn't it? Back in the day when we had the city out there by Tulsa, or part of Tulsa. Is that what that's all about?
It's a little different, but it's a little different though.
It's affiliated with that though. Is that correct?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a national holiday, so.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor, moved by Alex, seconded by Fleshman, Chairman Horn.
Well, I'd really like to know a little more about it, but I guess since it's a national holiday, we have no choice anyway, so that would be a yes. I have no clue what it's all about, really.
Okay, Mr. Fleshman?
I'd do a yes vote on it.
Okay. Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Alex?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Ready?
Is there anything further there, Chief?
No, I'm all done.
Okay. All righty, let's see here. Okay, well, we'll move on to the road department. Is Jim Stevens available this evening?
I don't believe Jim is available, and he passed along to me that he has nothing to report tonight.
Okay. Now, did we... Oh, a question. We did get our court boys started to help us out and stuff, didn't we, Mark? I forgot to ask you about that.
Yeah, they actually went over on Little Avenue today. They've been throughout the township. They come every Thursday for the time being.
Okay.
And I think it was Jim told me Little Avenue is where they went to today.
Yeah, what the trustees might want to keep in mind, now we're supposed to have those guys, and we do have our summer help available now, which is going to be a big help in getting some neighborhoods worked on and everything. So if you know specifically of any neighborhoods, areas, or anything like that that needs, you know, some help to clean up and that kind of thing, or something that maybe a group or our block watches or that kind of thing need to bring to your attention, make sure we get them all and report them to Mark and Jim Stevens. And I'm going to be out and about trying to be involved in those neighborhood things as much as possible, too. So if you or your neighbors or whatever see things, you know, in the neighborhoods that need attention, just make sure we're kept up to date on them and everything. We should have a fair amount of people to help work on them this summer. So, you know, there's quite a bit. Jim has done a pretty good job. They've got some stuff done already. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure everybody's aware of that. Let us know if I'd like to have a good group thing going on there, try to get as much done clean up wise, that kind of thing this summer. So thanks for that. Okay, well, we'll move on then. Mr. Alex, did you have anything you needed to add?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Fleischman?
I do not have anything, okay, sir.
All righty. Thank you very much. I noticed, Mark, we had planned on trying to have a discussion with the police department this week regarding the levy, and I noticed it's not on the agenda this week. You told me something on that, but I forgot what it was. What'd you say? We decided to hold off on that for a moment.
Yeah, I'd reached out to everyone, and I'd heard that maybe sometime next week would work best, maybe on Wednesday. So I'm going to check on everyone's availability. And as of right now, it would be a virtual meeting, I believe, and it'll be held as a special meeting. So we can discuss that tomorrow and get it kind of taken care of.
Yeah, as far as I can see, I think, and I've been trying to keep informed by Mark as well, I think we are presently caught up pretty much with all of our public meetings or business meetings at this time. I don't think we are behind on any meetings or issues that we were planning on getting into. I think we're pretty well current on them, aren't we, Mark?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I believe so.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. So, John went through. Okay, Mark, I guess we have a couple of things. There are policies and procedural manuals. I think we're ready to roll.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, this is Fiscal Officer Dunn here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was waiting on some of the background noise to dissipate there. I did have one thing on the agenda tonight. But before I get to that, I just wanted to pass out that I did pass the, or I emailed the bank reconciliation for May to the Board of Trustees.
Okay.
So if you wanted to look over that, you're more than welcome to. I'm also happy to report that a credit card machine has been installed in the front office there. PNC was good to get us one for free. It's not to the extent that we had originally looked at, but it's a start. It is able to accept credit cards. So we are good to go on that. I was just really happy to report that PNC was nice and flexible with us, and they got us a reader and a display front-facing for the customers for no charge. Again, it's not the most advanced thing, but it's very basic, but it'll get us through what we need to get through. Also, I did want to bring to the board, in looking at overall fees within the township itself, I know there was an email sent out by Mark to the department heads regarding if anybody wanted to have any changes in any of the fees. But one thing that I was looking at, so that has not been looked at in a long time, I'd like to see if the board would be okay with passing or putting a resolution on the table to increase the police report fines, the police report fees from $4 to $5.
Okay. Yeah, I had that. We have that on the agenda. I was going to move on it. You said you wasn't sure if you could make it tonight, so
I'm here.
Well, thank you very much. And did they say when we would have our machine?
The machine is up and ready to go now.
Okay, that's what I thought you had told me. Just wanted to verify it. Okay, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, so we'll move on. Let's see. Mark, the policies and procedures manual.
He was asking for a resolution to increase the cost of a police report from $4 to $5.
Yeah, I see that.
I would second that.
So,
yep.
So who moved it?
Yeah, the fee. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
John.
Yeah, we needed to move on that. That resolution to increase the fees there. Yeah. I'd make a motion. Or a resolution from $4 to $5 increase for the police department. So, I could have a second on that, I've forgotten about that.
John already moved. If you'd like to second, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a roll call.
Yes, and this will be resolution 2021-088. A resolution to increase the cost of a police report from $4 to $5. Ralph?
Yes.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Alex? Trustee Alex?
No, because I think the people that most likely need these reports are the ones that may have financial difficulty. So I'm going to vote no on that.
Okay. Yeah. So two yeses.
I can understand that. Okay.
That's all I have.
Yeah. Okay. Well, motion carried then. So, alrighty. Let's see. In the procedures manual. Okay, we need to move on that, do we, Mark?
Yeah, this is what I had circulated about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. There were some very minor changes asked for by Mr. Alex. I sent those out to everyone. So this is, we've got a current policy manual that's only has, I believe, two policies in it. So this policy manual would include various policies that have been sent over. It's partly the state auditor's office is asking that we implement policies and procedures. These have been reviewed by legal counsel, Mr. Griggs, and he has approved that these should be passed. A caveat to that, though, is that is with anything like in the Ohio Revised Code, you can make changes to these. So these can be changes can be made to these, Yeah, I'd sent this over, and I know everyone's had a chance to, I believe everyone's had a good chance to look at everything in here. And if
I'd like to make a motion to accept the policy manual.
I would second that motion.
Okay, could we have a roll call vote, sir?
Okay, Chairman Horn?
Yes.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Alex?
Yes.
Okay. So passes. The next thing I've got up is Julie Donnan, one of our legal counsel, is on at the meeting tonight, and I'm going to ask her to talk about this a little bit, but it is kind of a two-part thing put together in one document that was sent over, and we need motions by the board to approve development agreement between the township and Sheets Westland, and a motion by the board for the approval of the Trex, which is the liquor license for the Sheets at Westland. So, Julie, if you have anything
to add. I would move.
Okay. Cool. If we need any discussion, Julie is available.
I would second.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty well familiar with it. Do we need any further discussion on it with the chairman?
If there's no further discussion, I'll ask for a roll call vote. Representative Trustee
Hey,
Horn.
Mark. Yeah,
oh, yes, Julie. Okay.
If you wouldn't mind, the only item, because they are two separate authorizations. Mm-hmm. If the board could identify who is authorized to execute each of those documents on behalf of the board, I think the chairman would be fine. But just wanted to make sure that the authorization specified.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think the chairman's fine.
So this is a motion to approve the development agreement and the TREX for Sheets Westland to be signed by Chairman Horn. Okay, so Chairman Horn?
Yes.
Trustee Fleshman?
Yes.
Trustee Alex?
Yes.
Okay. And that's all I have, but I do want to mention one quick thing. And it sounds like it's all over the place, but we're having some problems specifically with our Facebook page for Franklin Township government. For some reason, it's knocked us off and it's not allowing us to post to it. We are still able to post to the police page for some reason. I've had Revolution Group look at this, and Nick has actually tried to help me look at it, and everyone's kind of baffled. And I've heard stories that it's not only us it's happening to, it's happening to other entities and other Facebook groups. But just to let everyone know that for the time being, until we can resolve this, I think we're going to have to put any information about meeting notices and such just on the police page. And hopefully we can get this done. I was on the phone with Revolution Group over the last 2 days for about 2 or 3 hours. They've elevated it to the next level, as they told me. I just wanted everyone to know that. And, you know, when we do meeting notices, they're still always going to be on the door, and they're also going to be listed on the webpage, franklin-township.com. But it only went, we could only put it on the Franklin Township Police Facebook page this time, and hopefully it'll all be resolved soon.
Now, once it was put on the police website, Mark had asked me to try to see if I could share the police website, and it worked fine. I was able to share it on the police website just fine. But I have not seen any other thing on there since I think that was Thursday or Friday or something. Mark, you had the problem with it.
It started on Monday. It started on Monday morning.
It's been going on for a few days, I guess. But I have not seen, other than the police, I haven't seen any other. Matter of fact, I looked for the fire department. I noticed Jim Welch and those guys that started ever putting their notices on Facebook website, which I never even honestly thought about it. I think Jim came up with that himself, so I appreciate that. And from the regular Facebook website that we were getting, I hadn't had any problem at all until Mark brought this to my attention. And so once I got on the police website, then I went ahead and shared it. And then after that, I was on it for a while. Yeah. And I think that carries on, that police thing carries on until you make another notice on there, Mark. I believe that's the way that's working.
Yeah.
On the police website.
Yep.
Now, from what Revolution Group, I haven't had much luck with them, so I still don't have any email. So I don't know. I'm going to try to, I don't know. I think I'm going to take everything I've got and go down to take it down to Best Buy and have them check it out, and they, you know, have the Geek Squad or somebody check it out. I haven't had any email for several months, so I don't know what to do exactly about it, but I think I'll just take everything I've got down to, I don't seem to be able to find anybody that knows how to do anything with it, including the Revolution Group, so I think I'm just going to carry everything down to Geek Squad and tell them, say, hey, see if you can help me get this thing up and running, you know, so. But anyway, yes, I don't know what kind of strange stuff goes on technologically. Now, I don't know, maybe they're doing something different on Facebook. Now, I did notice that Facebook, the general Facebook part, is that they've actually cut some things off that I don't remember seeing them cut off before, due to, you know, they say it doesn't follow the, or neighborhood-friendly advertising or something like that. So apparently if something goes against what Zuckerberg or some of those guys, if it goes against their policies, I think they just cut you off or something. I don't know. But I have seen more of that lately. So I don't. Maybe they're starting to shoot for... I know they are starting to talk a little more strongly. I've seen some stuff about Facebook is going to come up with a monthly fee, like $30 a month, and it surprises me they haven't done that a long time ago, to tell you the truth about it. But I have seen a little rumor or two that they're going to start, just like a regular cable bill, start charging $30 a month or whatever. So that may be something they're doing there, Mark. I don't know, you know.
Yeah,
so that's about all I know about it technologically.
Okay. Well.
So, okay. I guess there's anything else we need to talk about.
Now, I'll see if there's any questions.
Line we need to see any of the residents or anything, Mark.
Yeah, if there's any questions. I don't believe we had any email to us or sent over to the police place. Robin Cheney asked if there's any update on no knock.
On Speedway?
On the no knock ordinance that she brought up in the past?
Oh, no. Nope. When we go to talk about it, that's up to the rest of the trustees. Anytime they want to get into it. Mark, are you ready to move on it?
There's just, you know, last time we had the meeting, Mr. Ratliff had mentioned that the police
right.
would be taking it over. So I think they need to, and we need to get together and do some research on how that would be done.
Okay. Ask Robin when she's going to start her walk watches back up, Mark.
You've just asked her that, so if she wants to respond.
Maybe sometime in July.
That seems to be, I checked with Chief Smith, and that's when he's going to start Hart Roads back, is in July. Linda Mercer down in my neighborhood, she's going to start hers in July, Robin. So, you know, maybe that might be a good time to start or whatever. Well, I can't remember what your regular night was. So was it Wednesday night or?
Yeah, the third Wednesday.
Okay.
Fourth Wednesday.
Okay. 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 Well, that's it. Seems to be that's when most of them want to start back is in July. They're kind of like you and probably other people doing some other things, and that probably works better. But I talked to Linda Mercer a few days ago, and she said, yeah, that July is when she'd like to start ours back down here.
Are you guys going to continue to have the Zoom meetings, the meetings on Zoom?
I guess we're not allowed to what they do, as my understanding of it, Robin, is on, we can do the Zoom meetings until July 1, I guess. And that's when they're going to, the State General Assembly, they're letting us run them up to July the 1st, and then we'll be cut off on them because you'll be getting back on the regular schedule again. So July the 1st.
Yeah, July the 1st. To have them on Zoom after July the 1st, you can't hold them at the office
online. No, that's according to that. If you have a chance to look at one of these agendas we make up, you know, it'll tell you it says pursuant to House Bill 404 adopted, whatever it is, on 133rd General Assembly and until July 1, 2021, there will be public attendance via Zoom conference call. So in other words, our first general meeting or open meeting will be July 1. That happens to be, you know, the first meeting in July is July 1st, and that's the date they got it. So I don't know what they're going to do. I guess they're just going to shut it down. I don't know.
Well, I don't think they have anything to do with Zoom. That's your guys' decision to be able to hold it.
Well, apparently it's a state decision. We didn't have nothing to do with actually getting the thing up. The state came up with this.
Mark, do you know?
What they're really saying is you have to do meetings in person again. You can't do them exclusively online.
Right. So yeah. You can hold them online and at the office.
We'd have to figure out. Nick and I have talked about that, trying to figure out a way to do that. And you'd have to figure out who's going to log on and let people on and how they would be on, because it's going to be totally different in a room full of people. So we're discussing that.
I don't think you're going to get too many people in the office, honestly. No, I won't be there. Oh, and you'll miss me, so it'll have to be on.
Yeah, well, last time. You say you did talk to Pete and those guys about it, Mark?
Yeah, it's just what I said. It was the... to do them, I guess you could do them there, but we have to figure out if we're capable of having someone run the Zoom while the meeting's going on in person and things like that. So it's just a logistics matter if we wanted to do both. So.
Well, they had that. I mean, that's exactly what they told us. And I know we talked about it, me and you and somebody talked about it. And July 1, and of course, that's what we say right on the agenda, too. So I thought it was die-hard plans to cut it off on July 1st, but...
You can do it July 1st. You can have in-person meetings July 1st, but some people aren't able to attend the meetings. Like me, I have an 89-year-old mother-in-law that I take care of, and I can't be around anyone.
I see, okay. So it really works out good for you then, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, frankly, it'd be just fine with me. And I wondered enough about it to ask about it a month or so ago. And then, then I got to looking, I think I even mentioned it in one of the meetings. You know, what's the deal with your guys? I've noticed on our agenda it said until July the 1st. And so I thought that was a die-hard plan to, keep the Zoom meetings going until July the 1st, because I've never heard anything as to how long we're going to keep it going or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I think Mark had checked with Pete and those guys, and they said, yeah, July 1st, or at least that's what I thought they said. But maybe apparently there's something different I didn't know, so...
Oh no, you guys can hold the in-person meeting starting July 1st. What I'm saying is, for me, I'm not able to attend.
No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if you guys are going to be doing them both.
Oh, well, I thought about it. I did ask about it.
Okay.
And I mean, I just thought that's when they were shutting it down, but apparently I was wrong on it, you know?
Yeah, okay.
But, we'll get back. Yeah, we'll get back. We're definitely going to have to know, that's for sure. So, but I thought I knew. I guess I didn't know what I thought I knew, Robin. You know what I mean? So, okay.
Okay, I just wondered.
Yep. Yeah, you got any tomatoes yet?
Nope. Haven't planted a thing. They're sitting on my deck.
Yeah. Okay.
I just got water today, so now I can get them in the ground.
Okay. Alrighty. Was there anything, anybody else there, Mark, that needs anything? Well, Mark, please mark that down on the no-knock deal there, and let's get into a conversation, see for once and for all what we're going to do on that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, and take a look. Is there anyone else that has any questions or comments?
I don't see anyone else speaking up.
All righty. Well, nothing else to discuss, then I'll adjourn the meeting then. Everybody have a good weekend.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thanks.